Hey everyone, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And the item that we have today, super cool item. I've seen things like this before, but not exactly like this. We've actually had something in the store similar to this before, but actually, I do think this one is better as far as it's got some upgrades to it. So what this is this is a power bank. This is a portable power bank that will let you carry it with you or throw in your bag, and it will charge up your phone or your device. I'm going to guess, I think this is probably considered to be about a 10,000 milliamp power bank. But what's really cool about it is it actually has fold-out prongs on the back that you can fold down and plug it directly into the wall to charge it. So if you didn't want to charge it with a cable, you could just fold the prongs out, plug it into any kind of electrical outlet, and it's going to charge it up for you. But the cool thing about this, which is different than the one we had before, is this actually has a MagSafe charger ring on the top. So if you have an iPhone 12 or newer, then you have MagSafe. Or you could also use wireless charging on this, but if you do have MagSafe, you can actually take your phone and it will magnetically attach to the top of this charger. So then it will charge your device or your phone with it plugged in or with it attached to the MagSafe. The other thing is that if you have this wall charger plugged into a wall outlet, you can actually throw your phone on the MagSafe charger while it's plugged into the wall outlet, and therefore it will be charging your phone at the same time it's charging the power bank. So this way you could actually have your phone out of the way. It would actually be hanging from the charger that's plugged into the electrical outlet. So very cool there. Now the other thing this will do is this does have the regular USB and the USB-C port on it. So if you wanted to charge other devices that don't have MagSafe, then you could easily do that with this charger. I was looking for my AirPods here. I wanted to see if this would charge the AirPods. And of course, I have misplaced my Okay, give me one second. I'm going to pause this recording and I'm going to find my AirPods and I will be back shortly. Okay, and we're back in. I got my AirPods here, so let me see. These will probably charge on it, but let me just try it out here. Okay, so I've got my new AirPods that do have the MagSafe built in. Let's see. Yes, so you can actually lay your AirPods or any other wireless earbuds on top of the MagSafe thing, and there's the tone, so it will charge them that way. So that is cool. Now, this will work for other phones that just have wireless charging. So even though it does have the MagSafe, it will also work for regular wireless charging devices or phones. Just know that with those devices, it's not going to be a magnetic connection. It will just be where you have the power bank laying down on a flat surface, and you take your device, your phone, whatever that has wireless charging, and you lay it on top of this MagSafe circle. It will still charge it. But if you do have MagSafe, then it will do it magnetically. And then when it's magnetically attached, you can actually sit there and use your phone while it's magnetically attached to this charger via MagSafe. So that is the benefit of MagSafe. And when you attach your device or you lay your device down on it, if it doesn't start charging immediately, there is a button on the side of the power bank that you're going to want to press. Once you press that button, give it just a second, and there it started charging my phone. All right, so This will work with wireless charging and MagSafe charging. It will charge AirPods. It will charge earbuds that use wireless charging and so forth. Now, the power bank itself, the physical dimensions, it is about the size of an iPhone Pro model. It's a little bit smaller than that, so you're going to get the width. It's going to be about the same width as an iPhone, which is going to be about two and a quarter inches wide, or maybe, you know, 2 to 2 1/4 inches wide. And then the length of the power bank is going to be about 4 inches. So it's going to be about 4 by 2. And then the thickness, at the thickest part where the actual MagSafe ring is raised, is going to be about 1 inch. But at the other part of the power bank, where not on the spot where the MagSafe ring is, it's going to be about 1/2 inch. So it's not super huge, and you definitely could slide this into a pocket. It's going to weigh about, let's say it's going to weigh probably about, you know, 11, 12 ounces. So nothing too terrible there. As you're looking at the power bank from, let's just say from the back, so where the prongs are, if you orient yourself to where the prongs are, I'm looking at the back of the power bank. The prongs are at the top and they're folding out towards me. It's a two prong, not a three prong system. It's two prong. Over on the right side, if I'm looking at it straight from the back, on the right side of the power bank, you have the standard USB port, which is toward the top, and that will let you charge any devices with a USB to whatever cable. So you'd plug in the standard USB cable and you can charge your device from the power bank. Below that standard USB port is the button. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Clicky button. So that's the button that turns it on to start charging. And then at the top of the power bank, as I'm looking at the back of it with the prongs, at the top corner, top right corner, there is a USB-C port. So this port is a bi-directional port. It will charge the power bank, but it will also charge devices from the power bank. So if I took my USB-C to C cable, plug that in there, and then plug the other end into my phone. Now it's charging my phone through the cable. Or I could take and plug that C to C cable into a power source, a USB-C wall block or whatever, and it will actually charge the power bank. So if you didn't want to plug the power bank into a wall outlet, if you just wanted to charge it with the cable, then you could do so with the USB-C cable. And if you then, or if you wanted to charge it through the outlet, you can plug it directly into the outlet. So it gives you a couple different ways to charge the power bank. But basically right there on the corner is where you have your USB-C port, and you on the side you have the standard USB port. So you could conceivably charge three devices at one time. You could be charging your wireless phone, 31% charge. The top here with my phone attached. I could then take my C cable and I could plug it into the C port. And while I'm charging my phone, I could plug in my AirPods like that. So now I'm charging my AirPods. If you guys heard that, there's the AirPods. And then if I look over here on my phone, oh, interesting. Okay, well, I might have spoken too soon. 31% charge. Let me try some. Okay. So yeah, there it is. It's charging my phone, and iPad. It looks up there. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, it's charging my phone and my AirPods at the same time. Like I said, you might have to press that button on the side to start the charging, but it will start charging after you do that. So it is charging. Charging my phone, and it is charging my AirPods. And if I look on my phone here, it says there it is, charging my AirPods. So there you go. And if I wanted to plug another device in, I could do so through the standard USB port. So really cool little power bank, a lot of features with this. I was kind of hoping there is kind of a little indention in the middle of the MagSafe spot. I was kind of hoping that might actually charge an Apple Watch, but it's not quite deep enough. I did try my Apple Watch on that, and unfortunately it did not charge that, but that would have been kind of cool if that would have worked to do that. But anyway, so you could conceivably charge three devices at one time. It's going to be about a 10,000 milliamp power bank. I was able to get about 1.5 charges with my iPhone 15 Pro. So that leads me to believe that it is going to give you about, it's probably rated at somewhere around 10,000 milliamps. Now that was with my phone on, and that was with me using it a little bit. So of course, if you have a smaller phone and it maybe has a smaller battery than the iPhone Pro, or maybe you have your phone turned off while you're charging it or what have you, you might actually get more of a charge out of this. But my phone does draw quite a bit of energy even while it's charging, because it's having, you know, things are going on in the background. But even with that happening, I did get about 1.5 charges out of it. Now, like I said, because of the MagSafe, you could actually have this attached to the back of your phone and still be using it at the same time and holding on to the power bank, and it would basically, you know, be holding on to the phone. So there's that. Now, they do give you a cable with this. I believe it is a C2C cable that you get in the box with the power bank. But at least they did include that, because I've seen these power banks before that have the fold-out prongs, and they don't give you a cable because they just assume everybody's going to plug it into an outlet. So at least they do give you a cable, which is nice. So really cool little power bank with the MagSafe feature, standard USB port for charging a device from that, and also a USB-C port, and those are both kind of on the corner, so they're both close to each other. You could actually have this plugged into a wall outlet and then have a cable coming from these different ports and charging different devices while it's plugged into the wall outlet, as well as having your phone attached to the front of it if your phone has MagSafe while it's plugged into the phone outlet. So that is a neat feature there. So these are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time. Stop recording button.